Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, August 6th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Stonegate Capital Partners updates 2Q25 report on OppFi Inc., OFI. Stonegate Capital Partners recently updated their 2Q25 report on OppFi Inc. OppFi reported revenue of $142.4 million, adjusted net income of $39.4 million, and adjusted EPS of 0.45 cents, exceeding both their own and consensus estimates. Despite a decrease in net income due to a non-cash warrant revaluation, adjusted net income increased by 59.0% year-over-year to $39.4 million. The company ended 2Q25 with $78.3 million in cash and restricted cash, maintaining a total funding capacity of $603.3 million. Total net originations for 2Q25 rose 14% year-over-year to $233.9 million, driven by strong refinancing activity and increased demand from returning customers. OppFi also raised its FY25 revenue guidance to $578.605 million and adjusted net income guidance to $125 to $130 million, showing continued momentum and growth potential.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Choice International Limited and SE Choice In. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Choice International Limited on the NSE. Choice International reported a strong start to F26, with 1Q26 revenue up 16% year-over-year to 2.38 baht. EBITDA rose 49% to 870 yimimas, and PEAT increased by 50% to 480. The company expanded its national footprint with 208 branch offices and over 58,000 Choice business associates. The broking segment saw steady growth, with client assets under broking reaching 478 billion. Wealth management experienced high growth, with AUM expanding to 47.7 billion. Choice's insurance distribution business also saw traction, with retail premiums totaling 390 million. The NBFC segment doubled its retail loan book to 5.96 billion. Choice's government advisory segment ended 1Q26 with a 5.86 billion order book. The investment banking division remains active with a 66 billion plus fundraising pipeline. Valuation models suggest a range of 7 din to 12 dates events for Choice International Limited.
States leading the U.S. in billionaire residents in 2025. California, New York, and Texas lead the U.S. in billionaire residents, hosting over 60% of the nation's billionaires. California tops the list with around 186 billionaires, driven by tech magnates in the Bay Area. New York follows with approximately 135 billionaires from the finance sector. Florida and Texas have 78 to 97 and 73 billionaires, respectively, attracting individuals seeking tax advantages and entrepreneurship opportunities. The U.S. is home to 756 to 868 billionaires spread across 42 to 47 states, with Alaska, Delaware, and West Virginia having no billionaire residents. 10 states have only one billionaire each, highlighting regional wealth disparities. Wealth concentration in high-density clusters like California and New York, tax incentives driving migration to Florida and Texas, and industry diversity shaping billionaire presence across different states are key insights from the data.
Highway releases Q2 2025 Freight Fraud Index. Identity-based fraud attempts escalate with 495K-plus blocked emails and 42K-plus fraudulent calls. Highway, the leader in carrier identity and access management solutions for the freight and logistics industry, has released its Q2 2025 Freight Fraud Index. The report highlights a significant increase in fraud attempts targeting freight brokers and carrier networks. In Q2, Highway flagged and blocked over 495,000 fraudulent email attempts, 42,000 suspicious phone numbers and issued 2,281 identity alerts. Compared to Q1 2025, fraudulent email attempts rose by 41% and broker-reported identity fraud increased by 23%. These findings align with national trends, with the National Insurance Crime Bureau reporting a 27% year-over-year increase in U.S. cargo theft. To combat these threats, Highway has launched SecureRate Con Delivery and Highway for VoIP to proactively detect and block fraudulent activities. Highway emphasizes the importance of identity verification and encourages brokers to use secure delivery methods, verify contact changes, and educate teams on red flags and escalation paths to prevent fraud.
$4 billion and counting. Woodside Credit powers the collector car market's next era. Woodside Credit, the nation's leading lender for classic, collector, and exotic vehicles, has surpassed $4 billion in loans originated. This milestone showcases the company's commitment to providing the lowest monthly payments in America for car enthusiasts, collectors, and dealers. With a focus on delivering unmatched value, Woodside Credit's financing program offers up to 180-month terms, no early payoff penalties, and loans up to $1 million. Backed by a team of specialists, Woodside Credit ensures fast approvals, clear communication, and smooth funding, often in just a few business days. Meet Woodside Credit at the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance and Works Reunion to learn more about their collector car financing program.
Q&A with Dr. Suleyman Ozarslan, co-founder of Picus Security. Why exposure validation is essential to cybersecurity resilience. Dr. Suleyman Ozarslan, co-founder of Picus Security, explains why exposure validation is crucial for cybersecurity resilience. Traditional exposure management may prioritize low-risk issues, wasting time on non-critical vulnerabilities. Exposure validation ensures that security measures actually protect critical assets. Continuous Threat Exposure Management, CEM, is vital for industries like finance, healthcare, IT, and e-commerce. Adversarial exposure validation tests vulnerabilities in real-world scenarios, focusing on exploitable risks. CTM is scalable for businesses of any size and industry. Beware of vendors claiming to offer CTM solutions without understanding its true nature. Implementing a CTM program involves scoping, discovery, prioritization, validation, and mobilization phases. To learn more about Picus Security, visit their website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.